This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Federal officials have indicted two Denver area men for 10 violent bank robberies in 2021. CPR's Allison Sherry reports one of the men is in custody and the other is still at large.
Officials believe a 24-year-old Aurora man and a 37-year-old Denver man are responsible for the robberies at several Key Banks, BBVA Compass Banks, and First Banks. According to the indictment, the men held up whole lobbies at gunpoint while demanding the employees give them cash. Colorado ranked number one for bank robberies in the country in 2021, but officials hope that is trending down. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver International Airport continues to see more travelers as it rebounds from the pandemic. Officials say more than 32 million passengers flew out of DIA during the first half of the year. That's only about 2% lower than the same period in 2019. Denver Public Schools minimum wage workers will soon see a pay hike. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Classroom aides, known as paraprofessionals, will earn at least $20 per hour by next month. Then all minimum wage workers will see the same pay bump by the 2024-25 school year. Paraprofessionals rallied this summer, saying they couldn't live on the current $15.87 hourly rate in Denver. The district announced it reached agreements with four unions representing bus drivers, patrol officers, custodians, and food service employees. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A land spout was spotted near Buckley Space Force Base this afternoon, prompting a short tornado warning. The storm has moved out of the area. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.